Father, we open this conference with great confidence, great courage that you have sent us with this message to the body of Christ. We're thankful for those you've surrounded us with, those who recognize you have sent this message to the body of Christ. And so in this Money Coming conference, the prophetic glory and power and understanding and wisdom, may it flow to those who are listening, that they become financially free swifter than they can think. I know the power is there. I know that some don't understand it. I pray for their eyes to be open. Pastors around the world, that they might understand this revelation, that they wouldn't have to cordelisa. They would not have to hustle offerings. I love them. And I pray that you open the eyes around the world on YouTube, Leroy Tom TV, wherever they connected it, and in the homes of many individuals. We thank you for all the LTMA churches that they're hearing now. The pastors are hearing, and they are walking in this anointing. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go to work. You may be seated. I'm going to deal with something. Two of my sons stirred me up, Ram happened to be one of them, about the stewardship of Money Cometh. And then Montrell, my middle son, talked about the identity. And so turn to Matthew 17. Now, I'm going to give you three scriptures, but these three scriptures, I have an outline, but I don't know how far I'm going to get. Yes, sir. But I want to deal with the prophetic identity of Money Cometh.
Yes, sir.
The prophetic identity of Money Cometh. Meaning that your future finances has already been called. She's prophetic.
Yes, sir.
But then identifying with it properly.
Yes, sir.
Will cause it to function.
Yes, sir.
And he said to me, only a remnant, because the body of Christ at large will never walk in the fullness of the blessing that God wanted him to have. Too many hang up, too many blockage. You have to break loose to walk in this type of revelation and manifestation. But with the prophetic identity of Money Cometh, Matthew chapter 17, and I want you to see now as I read, I want you to see and hear something that you need to see and hear. Now, prior to reading the scripture, I want to talk about, when we talk about the prophetic identity, we're talking about identification, or we're talking about identifying with and taking upon the identification of.
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to find out there's an anointing, and there's some things that is not ordinary. It's not, yes, it's not a Bible reading revelation.
Yes, yes, sir.
This is a revelation that has already transpired. It's prophetical.
Yes, sir.
Now, I identify words. I look at the dictionary some, and then I identify myself. Identification is a learning process.
Yes, sir.
That relates a perception of something new to knowledge already possessed. So it's a recognition, it's an acceptation, it's an application, and it is accessing. Now you can go over those things and they'll help you. Here in Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to read one verse, and from that verse we'll take on the power of this revelation. What can happen in one life when this revelation become a reality to them and they identify with it by having to separate from a lot of other things even a lot of other people.
Yes, sir.
Okay. This verse is the verse of a money miracle. Verse 27 of the 17th chapter. You know, the tax, talking about the taxes. But I realize that money cometh is in this verse. I'm going to show you another verse that money cometh is in. Now, of all the years I've been preaching 27 years, I didn't know the word cometh was in the Bible. I've read over it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, why he didn't say money come? He said money cometh.
Yes, sir.
When he spoke to him in the supermarket.
Yeah.
And so we got to recognize that when you yield properly,
yes, sir. It
began to manifest.
Yes, sir.
Don't care how far it has to come.
Yes, sir.
And don't care where it's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But it won't come from a salary.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Salaries are not big enough.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, Jesus is speaking here in the 27th verse, notwithstanding, and I can go on with every word in this verse, notwithstanding. In other words, we're not holding back. When God blesses you, you can't, when you want God to manifest, you got to be willing to step out sometime by yourself.
Yes, sir.
I wish somebody would talk to me.
Yes, sir.
Sometime by yourselves.
Amen.
Yeah, you see, revelation really don't work in groups.
Mm-hmm.
It's personal.
Yes.
And so you have to personalize the prophetic identity of money coming
between
you and the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
You can't go in a meeting and sit down with 10 people and talk about it. Because you're probably going to have 8.5 don't understand.
Yes, sir.
Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them. Go down to the sea and cast a hook. A lot of instruction here.
Yes.
And notice now, these are not ordinary instruction.
Right.
Because there's a need for money here.
Yeah.
And the Lord talking about going fishing. And so, oh my, there are times that he's going to ask you to do something.
Yeah.
Yep. Or there are times he's going to block something.
Come on, Pastor.
He's trying to get you somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Become sensitive.
Yeah.
To the Holy Ghost in your finances. Yeah. What I say?
Become sensitive to the Holy Ghost in our finances.
Now listen, notwithstanding that we should offend them, go down to the sea and cast an hook. And take up the fish that first cometh up. First cometh up. You're not fishing finances with money coming. You didn't get it.
Yeah.
You got, see, in a secular way, in the system, even in the academic aspect, even as a lawyer, even as a doctor, you're fishing.
Yes, sir.
But when money comes, you don't have to fish.
Yes, sir.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
no, it's already there.
It's already there. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Because God has spoken.
Yes, sir.
So your debt cancellation is on the scene right now.
Yes, sir.
But you got to believe.
Got to believe.
You got to know that these words did not come from Leroy Thompson and Lamondola supermarket.
Yeah.
They came out of the mouth of God.
Yes, sir.
And they still hold power. So you should take up this the fish that first cometh up. You don't have to find a new job. See, I tell you, I might not even be able to get out of this voice. You don't have to go shopping.
Come on, Apostle.
No, you don't have to go looking for it.
Yes,
you don't have to lick up under nobody.
Right.
Take up the fish that first coming up. Follow my orders. Follow my instruction. Follow my direction.
Yes, sir.
It's going to take faith. It's going to take faith to do this.
Yes, sir.
You can't identify with money coming on a feeling basis.
No.
Because at first you're not going to see nothing.
Yeah.
Can't show it to you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't show it to you. I got to see. You got to show me you first.
Yes, sir.
That's why some don't have it.
Yeah.
That's why some not getting it. That's why some getting it and some not getting it.
Yeah.
Because God, he got to show me you first.
Yes, sir.
Before I can show you divine things that are not normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He said, when I open his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give to them for me and thee. Isn't that something?
Yes,
that's a money miracle, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Now look at 2 Kings chapter 12. I remember a gentleman calling me to him. He was really excited when I first got money coming. He called me about this verse. He was excited. He said, "Man, you know money coming in the Bible?" I know it in my heart. I know God sent me with it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
2 Kings chapter 12, verse 4. "And Jehoash said to the priests, all the money," underline money there, "all the money of the dedicated thing,"
yes,
"that is brought unto the house of the Lord, even the money," that money is again,
yes,
"even the money of everyone that passes the account."
Yes.
The money, now, I believe this is a money coming passing verse here.
Yeah.
I just saw it.
Yeah.
I think this, you're going to go through this verse before you can get the money coming.
Gotcha. Yes, gotcha. Right.
You see it?
Because
they're talking about different phases,
yes,
of functioning in money.
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing me? How many of y'all seeing it?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all seeing it out there? Watch what he said.
Yes, sir.
"And Jehoash said to the priest, all the money of the dedicated thing that is brought into the house of the Lord, even the money of everyone that passes the account."
Yes.
And then he said, "the money that every man is set at."
Yes.
Are you in any of these categories? And then he said, specifically,
yeah.
"and all the money that cometh,"
yes,
"into any man's heart to bring."
Yes.
Now, along with money coming,
yes, sir,
people can't bring in money.
Yes, that's right.
You see it?
Yes,
so this verse has an identification, mm-hmm, of money coming.
Yes, sir.
How money coming work? You got to pass the account, brother.
Yes.
Yep.
You see, the sowing came with the revelation.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I didn't try to do this. This just happened 20-some years ago. I just saw people start walking. And they've been walking the last 20-some years.
Yes, sir.
Sowing on their own. Tapping into this thing.
Yes.
And look at this voice. This voice is a sowing voice.
Yes, sir.
It's loaded. It's got money in there, what, 3 or 4 times, right?
Yes, sir.
Then it say it. The money that cometh, mm-hmm, into any man's heart, mm-hmm, to bring into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
So money cometh is of the heart.
Yes, it is.
It's not a rally. It's not a poem. It's not just going through motion.
Yes,
you have to finally get enough revelation to have it in your heart, yes, knowing that it came from God. Now, Ecclesiastes 10:19, I'll start giving you some point.
Yes,
Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And I told you, my dad used to preach the same message over and over again. But it wasn't the same message.
Right.
You know. And I got paper everywhere. Paper all over the house. Everywhere. all under the bed. Everywhere. Paper. Just paper, man. I write all the time, you know.
Yeah.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19, "a feast is made for laughter, and wine maketh merry. But money answers all things."
Money answers.
Now, you see that?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, notice here in the Amplified, in the Message Bible, "laughs and bread go together, and wine gives sparkle to life." Mm-hmm. But it's money that make the world go round.
Come on,
now, some spiritual praise more organ, you know. I got praise. Yeah, you can praise and broke. No, you have to understand what he's saying there. Any worldly thing that has to be bought or be moved, wine, food, anything, travel, money handling.
Yes,
and so the body of Christ got to have some money.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Now, the prophetic identity of money coming, which includes the revelation, the anointing, the mantle, the purpose, the power, dominion, and wisdom. All of that has to be found in money coming. Let me go over it again. Revelation, anointing, the mantle, purpose, power, dominion, and wisdom. Now, hear what I heard the Holy Ghost say, and you can wear all that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
all of that can for you to wear in financial scenarios and situation. You can wear the mantle, the anointing, the wisdom. All of that is available. All right?
Yes.
All right. The call to gather around money cometh and be taught its identity is the plan of God.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, one of the verses that, and I'll be preaching this verse, 1 Samuel 22.
Yes.
Yeah. The call to gather around money cometh and be taught its identity.
Yes, sir.
In the plan of God.
Yes, sir.
What God had in mind when I was in that supermarket.
Yeah, right.
Why he chose me.
Yeah, come on, sir.
See, and so this is not my doing.
No, yes, sir. Right.
Jesus explained himself in the 14th chapter of John. Jesus explained to them boys, said, listen, when you see me, you're seeing the Father.
Yes, sir.
But I'm not doing it.
Yes, right, sir.
It's the Father that's doing it. See, they get disturbed about the greater work. Say, well, how can we do greater work than Jesus? No, you're not doing it. You read the Bible. Jesus said, whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it.
Yes,
you wasn't going to do no greater work than him. He was going to be doing it through you.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Apostle.
Yeah, we hold this verse in 1 Samuel 22. I remember when the Lord first took me there, I was amazed at how identical it was with the problem that people are having in their finances. People are having financial problem and they shouldn't have it. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1.
Yes.
Who back there? Yes. Stick with it. Don't get, see, y'all getting the message and get the right notes. You can't write no notes back there. You'll get it later. You stay with me. They're like, Ron, read. You ain't reading fast enough. 1 Samuel chapter 22. Now, I want you to see there's a whole lot of folks going through distress.
Yes.
And respect to this, I haven't had a call from one of my members about any money. We've been out how long? Since March. But they were listening. I'm proud.
Yes, sir.
They were listening.
Yep, yep.
They were listening, you see, because when you gather around somebody,
yes,
and if they're putting out the goods, yes, you should get it.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I want you to write three words down before I read it. If the three words, you're going to go with the three scriptures I got. Commander, connection, and conquering. When we finish reading these three verses, you ought to be in a position of becoming a commander, having the right connection,
yes, sir,
and conquering money.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Nay, in all the name of my money conqueror.
Money conqueror. Yes, sir.
And the Lord loved that.
Yes, sir.
Because the church don't talk like that.
Right. Right.
The church believe in just offering and talk about tithing.
Yeah.
But the person said, I won't walk away with something.
Yeah.
My life should be changing.
Right.
You preach about all what God would do. Why, I'm not getting nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If the sowing's not right, if the saw is not right, you ain't going to get nothing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now notice this. Notice these people, what condition they're in, and they gather around to identify with someone who can train them. Powerful, man.
Yes.
Yeah. David therefore departed thence, first one, escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brother and all his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. They didn't say, you come here. They went to him.
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And I noticed these three words I always use. Everyone that was in what?
Distress.
Distress. What does distress mean? Could it mean
stressed out?
I tell you, boy, money can stress you out.
Yeah.
If you don't have it.
Right.
Hmm? Mm-hmm. But money designed to bless you out.
Yes, sir.
Out of debt, out of lack. And everyone that was in distress, notice the word used, I'm just seeing it by the Holy Ghost, thank you so much, everyone.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. So it's for everyone.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
But some, 2 out of 12,
yeah.
Some won't realize
come on.
That your job is for a seed.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
If you sow your seed right,
yes, sir.
If you don't lack the job, you sow your way out of employment.
Yeah. Come on, Pastor.
Yes, sir. That's good talk. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And everyone, I want you to underline everyone when you see it. And everyone including me.
Yes, sir.
Everyone that was in distress, I've been in money distress, have you? And everyone that was in debt, I've been in debt, have you?
Yes.
And everyone that was discontented.
Yes.
Three words. Gathered themselves unto him because he could train them.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he became a captain over them. One translation says he became a commander over them. And there were with him about 400 men. 400 men in distress, debt, discontentment, gathered themselves around somebody who could teach them out.
Yes, sir.
Who can train them.
Yeah.
See, they were, hallelujah. They were identifying with a commander.
Yes, sir.
Now, I give him all the glory. You understand? Yeah. Jesus get all the glory, but you have to know I'm a money commander.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
And you have to know that it didn't happen by my own strength, my own ability, and I'm designed by God to share it with you.
Yes, sir.
But you got together. Like you on the line, you gathered just like those people. The people was in distress, debt, and discontentment. You gathered just like they were. And if any one of you are in that category, what you hear tonight will take you out.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
You follow what I'm saying? You got to listen. You can't see. One thing you can't do is you can't get familiar.
Right,
yes,
right, sir. Right.
With a revelation.
That's right. Come on, Pastor.
Because it's impregnated.
Yes.
And it don't run out.
No.
You know, I'm shocked sometimes some things God tell me about money coming. And I've been preaching this many years, but it's just so pregnant.
Yes, sir.
And so we're talking about the prophetic identity of money coming. What I'm aiming tonight is to release that prophetic identity on everyone under the sound of my voice.
Yes, sir.
I want to release it so it'll work just like it worked for me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And it's working, brother.
It's working.
See, I can't go nowhere unless somebody won't sow.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Because they know I'm in a flow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That self-same flow
Yes,
is on Ron,
yes, sir.
On Jeremiah,
yes, sir.
On Dan, on David, on the rest of them boys. The self-same flow is in their churches.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Anybody who connect properly.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It get on them. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Huh? So tonight is time for you to come out of financial discontentment.
Yes.
Financial distress and financial debt. I'm calling you out all three of them.
All three,
in the name of Jesus. I call you out all three of them. But you have to access, you have to activate. Mm-hmm. It's not automatic.
Yes, sir.
Not automatic. See, when Jesus told that boy, you think that we need some money, you telling me go down to the water? See, he talked like that.
Yes, sir.
He wants you to trust him.
Yes.
I've seen hundreds of thousand dollars come in various ways, but you got to trust him.
Yes, sir.
So that's the commander. Yes. Now, we're talking about the call together and money cometh be taught its identity in the plan of God. To call together around money cometh and be taught its identity.
Yes.
In the plan of God. God has a plan. Money coming has an identity.
Yes,
money coming is going to bring Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Job and all of them back on the scene.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what happened to the New Testament church.
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
New Testament church don't talk about the money that was in the Old Testament. Isn't that something? The Old Testament was prophesying how we should be.
Yes.
We came and got locked in the system, locked in the government, locked in trusting men, and we now they think they're on our same level.
Right. Apostle.
Yeah. Teach.
Somebody going to break out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See? Your expectation gonna be different after I finish.
Yes,
you're gonna realize that money not evil.
Money is
right. Yeah. And right. She's nice to have money.
Thank you. Yes.
Now, connection.
Connection.
How people pass this chapter up here, and I want to walk in the identity with Abraham. Go to Genesis chapter 12.
Yes.
I want Galatians 3:13 and 14 tell us the blessing of Abraham is ours because of the cross. Why we won't leave the money out? I don't want just be hugging on Abe.
Right.
He said a blessing of Abraham.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I don't want just be kissing.
Come on, Apostle.
Come on, I love you. No, I want some of that money you got. I want some of Abraham money.
Yes.
See, now the church can't handle this, but I don't care. Yeah, I want some of Abraham money. God said I can have his blessing. I want part of what Abraham was very rich.
Yes, sir. Very rich.
And he said in the 14th chapter of Genesis, I don't want no man to say he made me rich.
That's right.
So who made him rich then? God.
God.
Yes, God loved to make people rich.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah. He got scarce picking. And so money come to make the picking bigger.
Yes, sir.
Tonight. Now you better know it. Almost a half hour. You better know some things happening to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
See,
absolutely.
Because we are actually pulling the clothes off money coming.
Absolutely.
And putting it on you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory.
I don't see how men and women of God read these verses in Genesis. I remember I was preaching in New Orleans, and the Lord said, I had to shake my dust from my feet, and I had a couple of people who were hooked up, and some things happened too.
Yes,
yeah, because they didn't. The preachers kept the people from the meeting. Creflo and I down there, both anointed, both blessed, and people stayed away by the drove. And the Lord told me, and Montrell was my driver, and the Lord told me, I was trying to get in. I said, stop the car. I got to get out. And he said, well, what is it? You know, my boy's always trying to serve me. I said, and I got weak. Now, I couldn't hardly stand up. He was holding me. I said, well, hold it. I just got to shake my feet. He said, well, wherever you go, they don't accept you. What did he say, do? Shake the dust from your feet.
Yes, sir.
And I had that experience. I shook the dust from my feet and fell on the back seat. And I said, get me out of here as fast as you can. And I pronounced blessing because I had around them. Then I had other men and women who connected to me. I said, they're going to be blessed no matter what happened.
Yes, sir.
It happened, just like I said it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Here in Genesis now, how can we read these first three verses and not understand we don't supposed to be broke? That we're supposed to be prophetically blessed in finances.
Yes.
Write that down. Prophetically blessed in finances. Now the Lord said unto Abram, I'm in the first verse. You with me?
Yes, sir.
Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house and the land that I will show thee. That's money coming.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get it. That's money coming.
That's money coming.
Yeah, that's money coming. You see, you got to I had to leave my family.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had to leave. I had to get out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See. And the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred.
Yes.
And from thy father's house. That's exactly where I was.
Yes, sir.
To a land that I will show thee. You see me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now watch. And I will make of thee a great nation. What did he say next?
I will bless
thee and make thy name great. And thou shalt what?
Be a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Now notice verse 3. Notice verse 3.
Come on, Pastor.
How people want money coming by just saying money coming?
Yeah.
Money not coming. You see, it's designed to keep rogues out.
Yes, sir.
You know, Orpha and Ruth was crying and kissing Naomi.
Yeah, right.
But when Naomi made a statement, Orpha kissed and walked off.
Yeah.
Ruth made a I will statement. Wherever you go, I'm going.
Yes, sir.
She was led it She was led to Boaz,
yes, sir,
the wealthiest man,
yes,
in town.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Why? Because she stuck with it.
Yes.
See, I've had those who connected with me and left.
Yes.
They'll never get it.
Right.
They'll never see it.
Yes, right.
They'll never be like Dan. A house paid for, RV paid for,
yes,
jet paid for,
right,
ministry paid for,
right,
and sending hundreds of thousands of dollars down here all the time.
Yes,
telling me, go with it, go with it. I know where I got it from.
Yes, yes, sir.
Jet paid for. Paid for jet.
Yeah.
Come on.
And he'd been in the organization a long time.
Yes, sir.
But they couldn't put it on him.
Yeah.
Now they don't act like he don't exist.
Too late.
Too late. And I will bless them that bless thee.
Mm-hmm.
And curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all the family be blessed. Now I want to tell you something right now. I want to make note to the body of Christ. That revelation there in Genesis 12, 1 through 3,
uh-huh,
is a money coming revelation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I said, you lining up with Abraham? No. Watch what I say. No, I'm lining up with God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The same God,
yes, sir,
that spoke to Abram,
yes,
spoke to me at Labrador.
Yes,
he knew what he was doing.
Yes.
Same God. So he dropped that Abram anointing,
yeah,
in this time.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Papa.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about myself. It's the Father that does the work.
Yes, sir.
I'm not talking about Leroy. It's the Father. It's Jesus.
Yes.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
It's the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Functioning. But if you read that and look at it, the same thing happening.
Yeah.
If you bless it, it'll bless you. If you curse it, you'll curse it.
Yep, yep, yep.
And notice what he said, until all,
yes, sir,
all,
yes, sir,
the families of the earth be blessed. They need to hear the gospel.
Yes, sir.
It takes money for all the family of the earth to hear the gospel.
Yes, sir.
It don't take ministry going to ask the government to help me.
Oh, come on.
No, it take money. Good God Almighty.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Praise God and all his holy angels.
Yes, sir.
All right, you may be seated.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory.
The prophetic, say this with me, the prophetic,
identity
of money coming. It does not come automatic.
No,
you see, it's just like those 400 men gathered around David. And just what he's saying to, in 1 Samuel, what he's saying about the Abrahamic blessing. See, he designed it for a person to qualify. See, he didn't die, he cut. He didn't design it for quantity. He designed it for quality.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's a certain, a person got to have a quality to wear this kind of anointing.
Yes,
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 sir. Yes, sir.
He got to be first.
Yeah, right.
And nothing can draw you away from him.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 45. If you don't see this, just don't come back tomorrow night. Just stay at your, just don't even turn the TV on. Watch your movie. You're going to understand that better. You understand the lie better than you understand the truth. Because I walk you through three, and I'm not going to get two for tonight. Hallelujah.
Glory.
I'm walking you through three different aspects of identity. I got one, should have been first, connection and commander, and then a conqueror. Those three, that's the order they should go in.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because you got to connect first.
Yes, sir.
I hope for this week I'll show you some things the Holy Spirit told me about connection. You know, like Elisha with Elijah.
Yes, sir.
And Ruth with Naomi.
Yes.
Wouldn't turn them loose. Joshua with Moses.
Yes.
Wouldn't turn them loose.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't turn them loose. But they ended up fine.
Yes, sir.
Now here, my Bible talks about the Lord's anointed. Isaiah 45.
Yes, sir.
There's an anointing in the revelation of money coming.
Yes, sir.
There's a financial anointing.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
But you say the Bible said anointing destroy yoke, right?
Yes.
And remove burden.
Yes,
But there's a lot of financial yoke in the body of Christ. There's a lot of financial burden in the body of Christ. But every man or every woman I've seen locked in with that Abraham anointing and locked in with money coming, I see them coming out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Coming out.
Coming
out. Yeah, and now, in Isaiah 45, verse 1, hallelujah, praise God. Thus said the Lord. Who said it?
The Lord.
To his anointed. Well, the Lord, like the Lord has some anointed, right?
Yes, sir.
To sorrow, whom right hand I've holden, he been having my right hand.
Yes, sir.
To subdue nation before him. And I will loose the lines of king. I remember I was in Brazil. Pastor, he thought he didn't get the anointing by putting my coat on. I took my coat off. He grabbed my coat and put it on him and didn't even send me an honorarium. I flew all the way to Brazil, ran through a storm, went preached for him. He promised, I wish he had listened because I knew because he wanted his money. I wish he'd listen. I'm going to talk about it right now. Then he told me he was going to send me something. I don't have it yet. Unless the mailman died. I don't know. But I never got it. Yet he won't put my coat on. And then I fired the man who was interpreting it. She didn't understand English. I knew, my spirit knew, this man is not saying what I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
I looked on the people. I'll get back. I looked on the people's expression on their face. I'm trying to teach them what I'm teaching y'all, money coming.
Yes,
but them people wasn't getting what I was saying.
Right.
So I fired him.
Yes, sir.
There was another girl. She's real nice. I said, would you do it? She said, yeah. The next night, I could understand a deeper anointing. She was saying what I said.
Yes.
See, he told on himself in the car. We was riding together, and he somewhat said he was against prosperity. Mm. I said, I got the wrong man interpreting this because that's all I'm going to talk about tonight.
Right.
Yeah, I fired him. I fired him on the spot. I said, no, tomorrow night you don't need to come.
Yes, sir.
Collect, you know, pay him, let him go. Because he's messing the meeting up. But here now, notice this. Notice this, hallelujah. In Isaiah 45, notice what this money coming anointing will do for you.
Yes, sir.
See, it's on a man, but it can be transferred.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's not for the man.
Yes, sir.
It's for the Lord. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, Phil going home to be with the Lord.
Yes.
He left that anointing on that boy there.
Yes, sir.
They're living off of that anointing.
Yes,
he already got it going. It's moving. It's flowing.
Yes.
The money keep flowing.
Yes,
because Phil was just like Ruth with Naomi.
Yes, sir.
He said, nothing gonna separate me and you but death.
Right. Yes, sir.
You see that?
Yes, sir.
But he left it on his family.
Yes, sir.
My goodness. It can get on you.
Yes, sir.
But it ain't get on you by kissing.
No. So.
Crying.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, that's the strong one. I love you so much. Good. Hallelujah. Ta 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 ta. Don't work like that.
No. Yes, sir.
Because that can be fake.
Right.
You got to be real.
Yes, sir.
All right? Watch what happened here now. I'm going to read this real fast. Watch what happened. Thus said the Lord to his anointed, to sorrow, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nation before him, and I will loose the lines of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I believe up in here tonight,
yes, sir.
Some gates are being opened that will not be shut.
Yes, sir.
And you can go in places that you've never been before.
Yes, sir.
I will go before thee and make the crooked. You got any crookedness in your finances?
Come on, sir.
Make the crooked places straight. He did it for me.
Yes, sir.
I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bar of iron. The bar of iron, the gates of brass, everything that's holding you back.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Pastor.
The anointing going to take care of it for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ha, 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 ha.
Hallelujah.
See, ladies and gentlemen, money coming can't be stopped.
Can't be stopped.
No, we had professionals try to stop it.
Yeah.
And they got quiet. But money coming just kept on doing. I said, see you later.
Yes, sir.
Did me a favor. Goodbye.
Bye.
See, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Things happen when you're in money coming like this. My jet, the man called and said, a man ordered some carpet and he couldn't pay for it. He'd give it to me for less price, half price.
Yes, sir.
They were looking for a Mahler jet to put in all the new instruments in and stuff. It would cost $1,300,000. I get it for what, Leroy?
For $300,000.
So I save $1,000,000.
Yes, sir.
It'd make my jet value go up to what? David said $40 million. Because it has the same thing on the classical jets have.
Yes, sir.
You know, they just step it up. Got the body and everything. My plan had to be painted.
Uh-huh.
A man had scheduled a painting and couldn't make it. And so that make the job drop almost half. Say, if you take that store, see if you got the money.
Yes,
if you take that time, we will cut the price in half, maybe more than that. I said, I'll take it. So she painted, she had given glory to God.
Yes, sir.
See, I didn't have to pay for God paying for it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know you didn't pay for it.
Yes, sir.
$480, I ain't gonna pay for no jet pen.
No.
Just glad you ain't on it. Shut up.
Yes, yes,
just
sir.
Glad you ain't on it. No, yeah. Well, think about it. I paid. No, you ain't pay for that.
No.
Me either.
Yeah.
Mm.
Come on, sir.
Now, my goodness. Mm. Look at verse 2. I will go before thee, thank you, Lord, and make the crooked place straight. I will break in pieces the gate of bread. I'm opening everything up for you.
Yes,
I'm opening everything up for you.
Yes,
I'm opening everything up for you. Hallelujah. I'm opening it. I'm opening everything up for you. I'm opening everything up for you. You listening? I'm opening everything up for you. Right now, I'm opening everything up for you. Get ready to go in. Get ready to go in. I'm opening everything up for you. Every Jericho wall got to come down. Every Red Sea got to open up. Every Goliath got to fall. I'm getting ready to do some things for you. Financially. That you've never seen before. Just because you're here. It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit.
Yes.
You have a prophetic word coming out at you all the time. I'm about to open prophetic gates,
yes, sir.
Prophetic doors.
Yes.
Everything that try to lock you in, I'm about to cut it.
Yes.
I'm about to unlock some things,
yes, sir,
in your life. You're supposed to be debt free.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to have more than enough.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to live an unlimited life.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to be happy.
Yes, sir.
You're supposed to have money, answering everything else.
Everything
in this world to come, you say, I got it. You know, all that praying about money, pay for it.
Pay for it. Yes, sir. Yes,
see,
sir.
See, we shouldn't have never been praying about no money.
Yes, sir.
But that's the major prayer meeting.
Yeah.
Ministry, praying out. Lord, do this for me. I never had no problem with that. You just do it.
Yes, sir.
Can't explain it, but you just do it.
Yes,
no, I can explain it. I got a definition for it. G-O-D.
Yes, sir.
That explain the whole deal.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, come on. Let me go a few more minutes. I want to read this and a few more minutes. Notice in the third verse, God is a giver, isn't he?
Yes, sir.
I will give thee the treasure of darkness. Oh, that's a lot of treasure there, partner. That's a lot of money there. The treasure, that go along with the wealth of the sinners. It laid up for the righteous. He said, I will give you the treasure of the darkness. You know why? The darkness have your money.
Yeah. Come on, sir.
They always, see, I want you to get in a position. I can't see nothing on TV, why nobody house or nothing. They don't bother me.
Right.
You put them flashy cars on that, don't bother me.
Yes, sir.
God, see, God said, you know, Jeremiah 33:9, God looking for somebody to show him strong.
Yes, sir.
He's looking for somebody he can bless them and they can say, I'm a Christian.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is that you?
Yes, sir, that's me.
Huh?
Yes, that's me.
You're going to change your thinking, though.
Yes, sir.
I will give thee the treasures of darkness. I receive it.
I receive it.
Huh? Yes. And look what else he's going to give you. Look what else he said. And hidden riches of secret places. Oh my God. I'm about to, oh my God. You see, all of that is wrapped in money coming.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
All of it.
The anointing there. That thou may know that I'm the Lord. Some people don't even know the Lord in this area. And which called thee by thy name am the God of Israel.
Yes, sir.
God identify himself by his giving. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let me do something for you.
Yes, sir.
My goodness. So, connection, find a commander who have walked it before you.
Yes, sir.
And then receive a conquering of money, conquering anointing.
Yes, sir.
Money cometh to kill, crucify, bury all your old financial plan. Most are given to you by the world slavery system. I'm going to give you that again now. Come to destroy this financial. He did destroy mine, the old financial plan, you know, get a good job. That's the old financial plan.
Yes,
see, money cometh to kill or crucify, bury all your old financial plans. Most are given to you by the world slavery system.
Yes.
Yeah.
You need to be to walk in the store and point and go back and get in your car.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because they know who you are. They're coming to the car, baby.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Jeremiah 29:11. I've been preaching this for years. God got a plan. Say that.
God got a plan.
29. Give me the NIV. Jeremiah 29:11 NIV. I got Jeremiah 29:11. The NIV plan. God got a plan.
God got a plan.
For I know the plans. Plan. Plural.
Yes, sir.
I know the plans. So it can't be your job. Because your job only one plan.
That's right. Come on, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh. Somebody going to see this tonight.
Yes,
see,
sir.
You only got one plan that you and man made.
Yeah.
God got millions of plans. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. He said, talking to me.
Yes.
All right, now many plans gonna open tonight if you open, if you listening. See, don't even think about it. Many plans gonna open. God can open the plans for you. He said, declared the Lord?
Yeah.
I trust him. You trust him?
Yes. I trust him.
Plans, plural again, got an S on it.
Uh-huh.
To prosper you and not to harm you. Three times.
Yes, sir.
Plans.
Yes.
To give you hope and a future.
Yes,
plan. Man, I got plans, and plans for you.
Yes, sir.
Not what the world system gives you. Not that little college degree you got.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Apostle.
Thank God we need somebody with a college degree to do certain things.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of college folks broke. He's still trying to pay for their college.
Yeah.
25 years, the governor said it went down. He's still paying his college bill. It did something.
Yeah.
Isaiah 1:19, Living Bible.
Yeah.
Listen to this now. Isaiah 1:19. We're talking about money coming to kill, crucify, bury all your old financial plans.
Yeah.
I got plan through here. Plan. Mostly given to you by the world slavery system.
Yes, sir.
The world slavery system. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm not talking about black now. Don't get me. I ain't talking about no black life matter. I ain't talking about none of that stuff. Everybody life matter.
Yes, sir.
I ain't no black man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
I'm a man.
Yes, sir.
I'm not a Negro.
Come on, sir.
I'm not a nigger.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a slave.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not a servant. I'm God's servant.
Yes, sir.
So I ain't getting all these black issues. You know, what I'm talking about here, the world's slavery system is on every color, every creed you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it got some broke folks all over the world, all kind of folks broke. You understand?
Yes,
and then broke folks get mad when you're blessed.
Mm.
One guy asked me one time, I was standing in the road looking at some lights on my house. Yeah, you haven't seen that house before? I said, look, boy. Don't get upset, son. Look.
Yeah.
You might can have it if you can look at it.
Yes, sir.
Wow. He just got upset, man. He's upset, them light was blinding in his face.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Isaiah 1:19. I got to close. I got 11 minutes. Isaiah 1:19. Isaiah 1:19 in the Living Bible. You got it back there? Let's go. I got my computer right here if I got to go get it. But you might not have a job next week.
Yeah.
Now you really ain't gonna find it. And I said, "Oh Jesus, huh? You don't have to live in translation. All right. Yeah, I'll go then. Cause I need to read this one." What I said, the Living Bible, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Hey, you don't want to miss this. You won't see this. Some of y'all know what it says, but we're talking about, if you only let me help you. If you will obey, then I will make you rich.
Yep.
Isn't that powerful?
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah 33:9. See, to be around somebody like me, you can't get your feet in the hood. I might say anything. Yes, can't get your feet in the hood. Them girls back there can't get their feet in the hood. They know who I am.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I went to use the restroom. I got a lot of restroom in my home and didn't have no toilet tissue. I told a young girl, I said, that shouldn't happen.
Yes, sir.
I got you here to help me.
Yeah. Right.
I'm in a meeting now. I need to be thinking. I ain't been looking for no toilet tissue.
Right.
See, when people gather around, you got to know what they're doing. You got to do it. Go ahead and do it. Yes, you see? And you supposed to be blessed. Every employee here, every one of y'all doing something, y'all ought to be blessed.
Yes, sir.
More than ever.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got no regular job. This ain't no regular job.
Come on, sir.
This is an anointed job.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
And it shall be to me a name of joy, of praise and honor before all the nation of the earth, what she hear. Now listen to what he said now. All the good that I do unto them. Our God is a good God.
Our God is a good God.
And they shall, listen. You haven't arrived until you don't make somebody nervous. Mm-hmm. And he says, and they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity. I won't say it my way, that I lay on you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because you obeyed me.
Yes.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
Let's read this last verse I'm going to read. We're talking about the prophetic identity of money coming. I didn't get as far as I wanted to get. But look in Psalm 35. Let's close with that. Psalm 35. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Impartation taking place as we're ministering. You have to go over this because this wasn't an emotional jumping and running. Putting out insight and revelation and impartation that you have to take a hold of. You got to have the money come as identity.
Yes, sir.
And when you got it, you just got it.
Yeah.
When you got it, your whole family get it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, it's on everybody, man. Yes, people want, it's on everybody. I'm telling you, I've seen it over and over again. Here in Psalm 35, I got some other verses, but I'm just going to read this one. Because this is the one that I've been preaching, money coming for many years. And this one verse, 35:27, I think it is. Psalm 35:27, is that a verse?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yeah. I remember coming up on this verse. Help me. Let them shout for joy. Hey! And be glad.
Yes, sir.
That favor. Now notice what he said. That favor
my
righteous call.
Yes, sir.
You see, God looking for somebody to shine.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
He's looking for somebody now. God knows everything I got, he can call on it.
Yes, sir.
Because in my prayer time, I said, Lord, everything I got.
Everything.
Like I said, there's 600 acres of land.
Yeah.
You said in your plan,
yes, sir.
Whatever you want to do, I'll do it.
Yes, sir.
See, it's available to him. You don't do like the rich farmer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Talk about what you got. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to talk about it for this week because Ron stood me up on it. Stewardship of money coming.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You got to prove you're a steward. You've been faithful over a few things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The few things are the test, baby.
Yes, sir.
The few things is not your destination.
Yes. Right.
So don't get caught up on the few things.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Be open what the Lord wants you to do.
Yes,
you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh my God, Leroy, I'm trying to close. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. You do, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let them say continuously.
Let
the Lord,
let the Lord
be magnified. What did he say next? In the prosperity of his servant. And guess what? I graduated from just being a servant.
Come on.
I'm a son.
Yes, sir.
So if you have pleasure, what you have pleasure in the prosperity of his servant, and you know, I'm still a servant, but I'm a servant, I'm a son. Galatians chapter 4.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you see. So if he poured out on a servant, how much more he want to pour it out on you.
Yes.
I'll see you in the morning. We'll get back and deal with some other things in the morning. Write this down in your note quick. Making proper connection with money cometh. And First Kings chapter 10, verse 1 through 10, when that girl came to Solomon, she's making proper connection. She had connected him before. Lot had it, but he lost it. Genesis 13, you check, you just read that, you see. Joseph's brothers lost connection. And then the Lord was favorable and let him come back again. Write this down. I'm trying not to take none of these notes home with me. Understanding what to do when the money keep on coming.
Yes.
And there's two things under that I want you to have. Operating in wisdom defense and money defense as one. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 10 to 14. I wish I had time.
Yes, sir.
And then I want you, under that number 4, understand what to do when the money comes. Remember Solomon's platform before God.
Yeah.
And God made him rich.
Yes.
Because he asked for wisdom. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4 through 15. Two things Solomon had. He was a man of offering, and he was a man that asked for wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Some just want to ask for wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You notice right before that he had that dream, he had given 1,000 burnt offering.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
After the Lord heard him at the end of that dream and the transaction him and God made, he offered another offering.
Yeah.
The offering has to be involved.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That's up.